Red Mike. Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Thanks for the montage there, sir.
But, wow. And, wow. Mike, I had to play that, and I did that medley for our audience, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. But that song, and I stopped it right there. And what was he saying? And he was saying that to the masses. Corporate greed, look at our politicians. They'll sell out to the highest.
I prefer not to, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, go on, sir.
You said, look at our politician. I said, I would prefer not to look at them, if you don't mind.
Okay. I'm going to get off this. And the camp, okay, I'm going to just say this, and then we're going to get off going back to some more songs on our list, right? It is, Mike, you and I, we're cut from the same cloth, and especially in this respect. Tell the truth and be honest, okay? Don't campaign on one thing and do another. And so we are, as citizens, have to make better choices on who we elect to office, because these cats are buffoons.
Pretty much. Hold them accountable. Both sides. I don't care which side of the aisle
you're
on.
That's right.
But if you're going to represent yourself as someone that's going to represent the constituents of your whatever it is, whether you're state or governor or assembly or even county, do what you say you're going to do.
Absolutely.
Don't blow smoke up my tail end. You know, I've had enough of that going on in my life. just do what you say you're going to do. I'm just so sick and tired of all of this. And again, I'm with you, William. We need to be way more careful about who we put into office. And don't act on what they say. Act on what they actually do and succeed in doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. I've got, let's pull another from your list here. Oh, my God. Oh, I've got one. Right here on Studio W. Al Jarreau, Randy Crawford. I didn't know they did this. Wow.
That was from last week's list. I'm surprised you missed it with Randy Crawford on it.
I missed it. Bye, Mike.
See you in a minute.
Oh, Cause it's so much, girl, I've got left to learn. And I wanna show you, I wanna show you my appreciation. Cause now that I found you, I found new inspiration.
Get the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again. Go away. I'll stand here and remember just how good it's been. And I know I'll never love this way again.
after all these years, you know, I still feel that she's a bit, maybe a lot underrated. Mike, what came to mind, listening to her, before that is a song that you have, and that was with Al Jarreau and Randy Crawford, and you know how much I love Randy Crawford.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And it's the uniqueness of her voice that really attracts me, right? And when you picked this one by Dionne Warwick, it brought back memories because Dionne Warwick was one of my favorites as far as a unique voice was concerned. Because when I heard a song for the first time, didn't know who it was, I could tell if it was Dionne Warwick. And those are certain artists out, Mike, that you hear, you listen to, and you may not know the song because it's brand new, but you know that there's a distinction in the voice, right?
And yes, absolutely.
Oh, and so also with, I'm a little congested here. The weather keeps changing, Mike. Good gracious. One day it's 45 and today it was 70. So if I sound a little nasally, yeah, folks, okay, I'm just telling
it's kind of in the same way out here. You know, one day it's like in the high 70s or low 80s, and then like last night we had frost.
What?
So it's weird here too.
It's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Because I remember out in California for 30 plus years, man, the weather, look, it was always warm, and even when it was supposed to be cold, in most places we had 60-degree weather, right? And so, folks, pay attention. Please pay attention. Something's happening. Something's definitely happening. Because I was talking to someone out here, and they were saying that, man, it was 70 degrees out here. That's not normal. So, folks, let's do the best we can. But let's get back to voices, distinctive voices. Oh, Mike, we got to do a show on that too. Your artists that have a distinctive voice that even when it came on, you knew exactly who it was.
It was, yeah.
I love that. Okay, so.
Undeniable. Well, Al Jarreau, although he didn't do his normal vocal on that last song, but Al Jarreau is another one that was very unique in his presentation.
Oh, absolutely. I knew who it was. You know, when but guess what? I hadn't heard that duet with him. I have to be perfectly honest. Hadn't heard that duet with him and Randy Crawford. But speaking of distinct.
I threw that in there for you because I know you're a huge Randy Crawford
fan. Oh, thank you, bro. And guess what? Speaking of unique voices, I'm not going to give it up. See if you can guess who this one is. Be right back, Mad Mike. Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
Like too easy.
I know, huh? I love her. Oh, just love her.
Cause your eyes, they light the night. They look right through me. La 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 la. You bashful boy. You're hiding something sweet. Please give it. Yeah. la la la. When I am with you, I have a giggling teenage crush, and now a sultry am, yeah, a sultry am. Whoa, oh, talk to me some more. You don't have to go, 'cause you're the poetry man. You make things up.
San Francisco Bay Blues. I like this. Mad Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
I got the blues for my baby down by San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner took him so far away, yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't mean to treat him so bad, and though he was the best man that I ever had, you know what he said, goodbye, likely to make me cry. I've got to lay down and die, yeah, yeah, hey, and ain't got a nickel of light, got a lousy dime, yeah. And if he don't come back, I guess I'm gonna lose my mind. I guess I've got to lose my mind. And if he ever comes back to stay, it's got to be another brand new day. When I go walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Whoa. Meanwhile,
Oh Lord, I'm just about to go out my brain. You know why? Because I thought I heard my baby call me the way he used to call my name. And if he ever comes back to stay, it's got to be another brand new day. When I go on again with my baby, talking to my brain, and singing to my baby.
Man, you better ask somebody.
Oh, and I'm going into my baby.
Mike.
Yeah, when I go walking with my baby down.
Wow.
By the San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, that was too easy, William. That's Barbra Streisand, right?
Man, oh man, oh man. I wish I had saved that for the showstopper. Oh, I love that song. San Francisco Bay Blues. Phoebe Snow. We were talking
about. You look at the unique voices that you were just talking about. Oh. Look at those immediately recognizable, like Minnie Riperton or Dean Martin or Willie Nelson. You just automatically, you know who they are.
You know who they are. Hey, Mike, we got to do a show on it, okay?
Got it.
Okay. All right. You figured that one out. Man, Phoebe Snow. Oh, my God. And she's no longer with us either, I think. I think she passed.
I
believe so, Mike. Let's fact check it. Folks, if I'm
keep
wrong.
Keep talking and I'll check it real quick.
Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's go to another song real quick. Okay? All right. Be right back. Man, Mike, while we're coast to coast. On.
Thanks for being with us, everyone.
The Buzz. enjoy yourself. Hey, we hope you guys are on the buzz. Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
Got a question for you, sir. Do you think it's time for the mad pick and the wild pick? I think.
Yeah, we're kind of the halfway point. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
That's where we normally do it.
So, will you kind of let the audience know what we do each and every week? We have a mad pick, folks, and we have a wild pick. Mike, what is that all about?
Well, we try to come up with something that's either really unusual. Sometimes it can be humorous. Sometimes it can be very touching. Sometimes there's a story behind it. But it's something that appeals to us as individuals as far as Mad Mike goes or Wild Will.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of our pick of the night, so to speak. And it's usually there's a little bit of storyline that goes with it. So it on us, Will.
Okay, I got it. This is Mad's pick right now with Ella Fitzgerald. And you have no idea what I have coming up next. That's the beauty of this. Oh, I love it. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coats, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mix, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz, putting on the Ritz.
All right, and we are back. And now it's time for the wild pick, Pieces of a Dream. Four, five, four. Man, Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast. 454.
William, give me a little background on why you picked that song.
The group is Pieces of a Dream. And I covered that on one of my shows. And it's a unique group. Hold on one second. I'm still jamming here. Man, music. And so many of us, we love music, but we don't ask ourselves the question, why do we love music? And to answer your question, I picked that song, and guess what? And it's sometimes, if you listen to some of the lyrics, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But it's almost like you got to throw your hat in the ring and see what happens, so to speak, right? And the song is four. Pieces of the Dream is the name of the group, right? And these cats, and like I said, had more history behind them. Excuse me, nasally, right? But anyway, they have, but they also crossed over into what would you say, maybe sort of like a smooth jazz type group as well. The song that we just heard, 454. If I walk into any establishment, folks, I'm warning you right now. And you got that jam playing, I'm dancing. Okay? It can be in the mall. It can be in the airport. It can be anywhere. I don't care. Restaurant. I'm going to do it. I've done it before too, Mike. I have. Yeah.
I have no doubt.
Hey.
So, let me tell you why my mad pick of the night.
Okay. Go on, please.
So, Elephant Chair, we talked about this in past shows, about just what a, and we use this word a lot, iconic or icon.
Uh-huh.
We'd use it a lot on the show, but these people are. Ella Fitzgerald was the first African-American female to win a Grammy Award.
What? Yes.
On a total 13 yes. Grammys she won, William.
You exactly.
Her last concert was at Carnegie Hall. It was also the 26th time she performed there. Can you imagine that?
You know,
and they talk about other artists that talk about her. Bing Crosby said, man, woman, or child, Ella is the greatest of them all. The only thing better than singing is more singing. And then another very iconic person, Frank Sinatra, you've heard of him.
Of course.
He said, Ella Fitzgerald is the only performer for whom I've ever worked with that made me nervous because I tried to work up to what she does.
I never heard that before.
My ad pick for the night.
I never heard it before, Mike. Thank you. Wow. Hey, Mike, that's why I love this program. We'll be right back. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Seven Nation Army. The White Stripes. Is that from the Elephant album? Yeah. Kinda think so.
I don't know which album it's from.
I believe it is.
Seven Nation Army is the song and White Stripes is the,
Hey, check it out. I believe it is. Elephant.
Good piece.
Elephant. Yeah, I believe so. Hey, fact check me on that one. We'll be right back. Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast. On the bus. StudioWBuzz.com.
Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And if you
Hey, folks. I think this is really, really good. Mad Mike's Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast.
Can you see my text there?
No. Hey, Mike. do you know how many things I'm doing? No, I haven't seen. No.
That's okay.
Let's just
backtrack just a hair here. We were talking about Phoebe Snow.
Yeah.
And Phoebe Snow was born July 17th of 1950, and she left us, unfortunately, on April 26th of 2011.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's been gone for over 10 years.
I love her.
And to answer your other question, Seven Nation Army was off their album Elephant. So you were correct, William.
I loved her. We connect. Oh, Mike, I'm glad you brought this up because, folks, we relate to, we relate to people that we don't know, never heard for. It might be an artist. It might be an actor. It could be a singer, whoever it is, right? And some kind of way we live vicariously through them.
Very true. Very true.
Yet we don't know our neighbor across the street. I'm just saying, Mike. Okay. Hey, bro, got a song for you. Hey, that was my prelude to this song. Can't stand the pain, Randy Crawford. Man.
He's going to have to start paying you all the songs to play for. Please tell me she's still on this earth.
Oh, she is.
Very good.
Let's see if we can get her on. We'd love to interview her.
Ooh.
Let's work on it, Mike.
Give it a try.
Hey, bro. You know what we do.
We have fun.
My man, Mad Mike.
Thank you.
Randy. Oh.
Really enjoying the mix up tonight.
Oh my goodness, man.
What a wide range.
Hey, it might be right back after this one, bro. Oh yes. Hey Mike, we've got to talk right after this. Mad Mike.
Am I in trouble?
Wow, Will. Coast to coast, no. No, you know, you're on point, bro. Trust me on this. You're great, man. Don't forget that. had a short time.